teerera zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvikana
Zimbabwe, and welcome to Life Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable on Life Talk, we're discussing about power shortages that are being experienced throughout the country and the effect they are having on some programs and projects led by women. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. A bipartisan effort to protect children from the harms of social media is running out of time in this session of the U.S. Congress. If passed, the Kids Online Safety Act would institute safeguards for minors' personal data online. But free speech advocates and some Republicans are concerned the bill could lead to censorship. VOA's congressional correspondent gives us this report.
Social media is again under the spotlight on Capitol Hill. With just days left in this year's session, both Republican and Democratic Party senators are urging the House of Representatives to pass the Kids Online Safety Act.
We have laws in the physical space that protect children from the harms of alcohol, tobacco, firearms, protect them from cyberbullying, protect them from exposure to sexual exploitation or pornography. In the virtual space, we do not have those laws.
Blackburn is co-sponsor of the bill, the first legislation since 1998 that would provide online protections for minors. But House Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican, says he's concerned the measure would limit free speech.
I think all of us, 100% of us, support the principle behind it, but you got to get this one right. When you're dealing with the regulation of free speech, you can't go too far and have it be overbroad.
And conservative groups seeking to limit the powers of government agree.
I don't trust government officials to arbitrate fairly because they, by design, are political. And we've seen what happens when political people weaponize speech. And that is dangerous and it needs to be stopped. And so we've got to come up with a better way of enforcing this and put some more guardrails in the enforcement.
Elon Musk, the owner of social media platform X, worked with lawmakers to address concerns about the legislation. Democratic co-sponsor Richard Blumenthal said earlier this month.
What we've clarified is that there's no censorship in this bill. There's no content moderation. There's no blocking of specific content. It is about choice, giving young people choice and their parents safeguards, tools to protect their children.
Tech companies Meta and Google oppose the bill. President-elect Donald Trump has not expressed an opinion on the issue, but his son, Donald Trump Jr., posted to X saying, quote, "We can protect free speech and our kids at the same time." Manning says the legislation being considered would not work in practice.
State attorney generals would have an opportunity to take whatever the guidelines were, the regulations put in place by the FTC. They would be able to then use those guidelines to determine speech within the context of their state. And you would eventually have 50 different internets in 50 different states.
An earlier version of the bill passed the Senate by a vote of 91-3. Supporters are encouraging the House to vote on the legislation before the end of the year. Katherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Catherine. Now to the misinformation and disinformation series. Ghana is facing a wave of harmful disinformation and misinformation. Some journalists are hoping to fight back with accurate reporting. Reporter Isaac Kaledzi has this story from Accra in Ghana.
Kweku Asante leads a team of journalists at Fact Check Ghana, a project by the Media Foundation for West Africa based in the capital Accra. The team has the daunting task of fighting disinformation and misinformation in social media and in traditional media. Asante says he and his colleagues have no shortage of material to work on.
There's a lot of disinformation out there. You wake up in the morning and you see a lot of mentions and tag. Could you look into this for us? Is this accurate information? Is it really the case? Anybody here to help us? And then we come in here and say, well, we have verified it. This is what is the truth. This is not accurate. So this is the accurate information.
Fact-checking is Asante's passion. And for the past 5 years, he has worked to empower Ghanaians with accurate information.
It gives me a lot of joy, you know, knowing that you are doing something that directly connects to bringing impact and direct influence on the people. Because false information can have very dire impact. Look at COVID-19 when there was an influx of false information.
University student Portia Fafale Geja knows firsthand about the impact false information can have. She almost got duped after receiving false information on WhatsApp about Ghana's Vice President, Mahamadou Bawumia, giving out free cash.
So someone sent a link to me that Bawumia was giving out free money. So I just clicked on the link, did all the process, and it got to a point where I had to share on WhatsApp. I was sharing. At the end of the day, I never got the money. So it was there that I realized someone came to tell me that these news are fake, so I shouldn't just follow them. Because imagine the time I was using to share those links. I could have done something. And at that way, I was using my data, and I was sharing something that was very fake. I felt embarrassed.
Asante and his team deploy several digital tools to verify information. The Invid Fake Debunker is one of them, helping to authenticate the source of any video that is published online. Asante says more verification tools are available to help.
When it comes to videos, Invid Fake Debunker has always helped us in terms of pulling the frames from photos to help us do searches on videos. There's a new platform that's popped that GeoSpy combines both the Google platform for photos and geolocation, you know, merged, also really helps us.
Asante is not alone in this fight. Rabiu Al-Hassan has been a practicing journalist for more than 10 years now. He's the team lead at Fact Space West Africa, a fact-checking organization working to tackle misinformation and disinformation, as well as propaganda across West Africa. Ghana Fact is part of this organization. Al-Hassan says for him, fighting misinformation is more than just a job. He knows the harm that bad news can do to ordinary people, nations, and the entire West African region.
We are not too far off from having bad actors pay attention to what is happening in the country, identify the major fault lines, and try to exploit that. The reason why we are trying in our own small ways to make impact by helping newsrooms in setting up their fact-check index, by helping journalists be equipped with more skill set to be able to identify misinformation and tackle disinformation campaigns.
Al-Hassan and his team rely on several digital tools to support their work. Prominent among them is reverse image search on some images that circulate on social media. He is optimistic that fact-checking can keep pace with misinformation.
We are seeing more and more young people online, and there is more appetite by various actors to be able to control the narrative, just as we saw with mainstream media. as well online. So our work has become very relevant. The future looks promising, and we are confident that we would contribute in our own small might to dealing with information disorder, not just in Ghana, but across the continent.
Al-Hassan is now mentoring young fact-checkers to join his team.
I'm fascinated about the fact that I'm able to tell the public that beyond what the person has said or beyond what has been reported, I've been able to go further to know whether that is true or not.
At Fact Check Ghana, Asante also shares his skills with young journalists to make sure fighting disinformation becomes a core part of a journalist's job.
This was my first experience as a fact checker, transitioning from a fellowship held here, the NGIG fellowship, and now working with Fact Check Ghana. Triple has really been instrumental in my journey as a fact checker, because from the fellowship, he was my trainer, and now he's my editor. So he's really been very instrumental in my journey as a fact checker.
Isaac Kalaji, VOA Africa, Accra, Ghana.
Thank you, Isaac. And now back to our main topic on power shortages in the country. Some businesses and citizens are urging the government to prioritize power generation as the constant power outages are affecting the national economy. A Zimbabwean affected by power cuts, Mr. Justin Mbuvayesango, says government must work harder to improve the generation of electricity, adding that the president must deliver on his Vision 2030 agenda, which includes power supply.
We need the new beginning. Say, you talk about the president, 2030 vision. Jinake, Sakatuda, 2030 vision. Jinake, Magetin, that way. Niamazukora, Uregu, Machaisi, Panavakura, Utuano, Bram Fridge, our Sejons in Fridge, Sakatuko, in Tugabrenica, Apido One, Magetava, and everyone's Roma Fridge.
Thank you.
Avo vangavariva Justin Mbuvayesango vachitaura neStudio 7 vari muHarare. Another resident, Mr. Tulisani Moyo, says he is losing valuables like fridges because of faults that come with power supply.
That is a big problem, electricity power. It's damaging our properties. So every day it's coming only 1 hour, gone after an hour, gone. It's damaging our properties. So electricity is a problem in Zimbabwe. So I don't know how can we do to get a good enough electricity. So we'd be happy if we have a good enough electricity.
How is it damaging your property?
It's coming with power, burning our fridges, radio, TVs. So every time, so we are crying about our property. Property are damaging. Now no TV, no fridge, it's too hot, no water to drink, cold water. Only switching off all this, switching off all this. Since morning I left at home, no cessation. We are crying about it. Now is the old day time. We need this. We need electricity to enjoy all day. How can we enjoy all day without electricity? So we're supposed to get electricity to enjoy all day.
That there was Mr. Tulisani Moyo speaking in Harare earlier today. Mr. Mbuso Matutu says he is disappointed by the perennial power problems in the country.
So in other words, I'm not just still a benefit now. That is Zimbabwe. And we've seen a lot of general Abula way. What a Tesla, Pabula, a Tesla, Pescona. She says to the Papa, this is Santa. Senator Matunga, she's a fee.
Now to discuss our topic on power outages in the country and their effect on businesses and everyday living, we are joined via Skype by economic analyst Ms. Chennai Mutambasire, based in the United Kingdom. We also have Mrs. Cordelia Matangi Mangwengwende, the Director of African Transmission Corporation, and the Programs Manager of the Zimbabwe Women's Bureau, Ms. Melody Gwangwara, in Harare. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you, Loveness. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'll start off with you, Ms. Mtambasire, who's on Skype. Looking at the budget proposal presented by the Finance Minister, Mthuli Ncube, do you think he put enough money towards power generation and rehabilitation of power stations countrywide?
Well, I think a quick answer is no, because even by his own submission in the budget, the minister is mentioning that they are hoping to complete Wange Unit 7 and 8, which should bring the country to 50% of the demand that it requires. So really, if he was being very serious about the energy, about the electricity issue in the country, he would have really been pushing himself to put more investment so that we go past that 50% mark. All these issues that we are seeing is a simple scenario whereby the supply, the demand that the country requires is not being met by the existing infrastructure. We have been waiting now for years, if not decades, for the completion of Unit 7 and 8. But even if that completes and is refurbed to the extent that it needs to be, it will only support 50%. It will only bring us to 50% of what we demand as a country in terms of energy. So even if he delivers on the budget's promises, We are only going to get to a position of meeting 50% of the demand.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Ms. Gwangwara. What are you seeing on the ground regarding power outages, especially the effect on women-headed projects? You work with a lot of women in the city and also in the rural areas. What are you seeing on the ground?
Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity. The power outages that have been going on have affected women's business because most of them are into buying or selling or fresh produce as well as. So most of the things are going bad and they are incurring losses because they don't have fridges that are running because most of them do not even have backup power, for instance, solar as well as generators. So the power outages affected women's business significantly. Even those that have sick people in their homes, they are now even facing challenges in terms of care because they need warm water. Some of them are surviving on ventilators. So the women have also state to incur even a severe burden as a result of this power outage. Mm-hmm. In terms of even other business that are operating in rural areas, we know that in Zimbabwe we have rural electrification. We have also been experiencing power outages. I think for the past 3 days, I was recently in Mutoko and I saw most of the business people also losing some of their stock. So the power outages have had negative impact on small businesses and medium businesses.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Mrs. Mangwengwende. What is your view on the current blackouts in the country? And from your observation, can the use of solar energy be intensified in the country? Will it help?
Thank you for that. Well, excuse me, but the situation is very bad right now. And unfortunately, it's not just for the country, but I think the region as a whole. I think the reason this region is recovering, is trying its best to recover. A lot of governments are struggling right now. A lot of utilities are struggling to provide the power needed by the economies and the businesses functioning in their various economies as well. But to answer your question more specifically, will intensified solar help the situation? It definitely will put a massive dent in it. And we definitely have seen a lot of governments, including the Zimbabwean government, trying its hardest to encourage private citizens, private parties to continue the efforts towards having bigger projects and come online. Obviously, there are a few issues that become, you know, pertinent to seeing projects become successful over time, but ultimately, solar can definitely put a dent together with battery power to make sure that, you know, we do have, because obviously solar only operates during the day. Battery then helps to regulate that power throughout when there's clouds and when there's rain, as well as throughout the night as well. So it definitely would put a massive dent. I think it would definitely help efforts that are being put in on the Wange side, as mentioned by some of my colleagues. And we're hoping that we see a lot more projects come online for the private sector.
Thank you so much. Todzokera kwamuri there in the United Kingdom. Tombopinda murimirwa mai tichinzwa Miss Chennai kuti saka point wa sei tichiona zvakaita zvimamirira akaita zvinhu pari zvino.
So takatarisa nyaya yemagetsi. Magetsi ndiwo mbiro mbiro yenyika, yematongerwo enyika. Kana nyika zvichiendeka, tinowana magetsi. So zvatiri kuona iko zvino zviri kuitika zvinobata panyaya dzezveupfumi hwenyika. Takatarisana even nenyaya yezvikwereti yedebt crisis. Zvatakaona makore akapfuura ndezvekuti patinenge tine maprojects akaita sedeka hydropower project, iyo yaifanira kunge yava in place ichizobatsirana nehwange 7 and 8. Hatisi kukwanisa kuisa mari inenge yatsvagwa kuti iende kumaprojects iwayo. Nekuti imwe inenge ichishandisirwa kubhadhara zvikwereti zvakudhara. Tinoona kuti imwe mari yaifanira kuenda kudheka yaizoenda kunobhadhara zvikwereti zvehwange 7 and 8. Zvakare, tinenge tichiona kuti nyaya dzakaita secontracting, macontract arrangements, ekuti vanhu vanenge vachinzivo vauye kuzogadzirisa zvinhu iko kuhwange 7 and 8 kwachona, kana kuti vanenge vachiita basa muzesa, hazvisi kutariswa pajekerere kuti tinazonzwisisa kuti mari iri kushandiswa sei. Takatarisana nenyaya yezesa, takarasikirwa nemari yemumamillions of US dollars. Iyi ingava iri mari yanga ichizoshandiswa kuti ibetseredze nyaya yemagetsi munyika, asi mari iyi iri kurasika. Zvakare iko zvino tiri kuona kuti zesa yakatorwa paivo pane mabato akanoiswa munyaya yemutapa investment fund. So hatimbonatsonzwisisi kuti mari dzacho dziri kubhadharwa nevoruzhinji vachibhadharira magetsi avo kuti dziri kuzoenda kunoshandiswa sei kuti nyika iendere mberi paurongwa hwemagetsi. So magetsi aya, situation yatiri kuona nemagetsi, imbiro mbiro yekuti munyika muri kutongwa sei. Kana munyika musingatongi zvakanaka, then ticharamba tichiona kuti nyaya yekuti magetsi kunenge kusina.
Thank you so much. Tombo yakwamuri mai Gwangwara. Tichitarira kuti munoshanda kumaruva. Ma projects api hamuri kubatsira madzimai uyezve munoshandira nzvimbo dzipi nedzipi?
Pari zvino tiri kushandira kunharaunda yeGokwe utoko na nyaseke chiri kubatsira madzimai munhau dzekuwanikwa kwemagetsi kuburikidza nemasola uyezve nemabiogas izvi zviri kuita kuti madzimai avandudze kurima kwaanga achiita takatarisana nechinhu kuri kuita kushanduka kuri kuita mamiriro ekunhu vava kukwanisa kurima vachidiridzira vachishandisa sola izvi zvinongobatsira avo vari kufunda mairrigation asi tinorasikirwa zvakanyanya negoho nekuti varimi vose havakwani mairrigation saka donzo redu guru nderekuti tikwanise kuwana zvikwanisiro zvekubuildawo kana kuti kuvaka mamini power stations ebiogas uyezve esola nekuti renewable energy iri inoita kuti zvinhu zvese zviende mberi hydro power electricity yanyanya kutira matambudziko nekuti ndo yatainyanya kunge tichiimba nayo saka pari zvino tiri kutarisa kuti ngatiri kuvandudza kuti towana magetsi sei kurima kwedu uyezve mamwe mabhizinesi atiri kuita maruva aende mberi.
Madzimai ari kutambira sei zvimwe zvirongwa izvi zvamuri kuita nyanya kumaruva?
Zvirongwa zvatiri kuita kumaruva zviri kugashirwa zvakanyanya nekuti zvikurukiro ndo zvaakutoita zvishoma nekuti unopinda upinda munharaunda ini vari kune dzimwe nharaunda vovhufarira chirongwa chacho zvekuti seorganization pari zvino tingati takaremerwa nevanhu vakawanda vari kuda kubatsirwa asi zvikwanisiro ndizvo zviri kuita zvishoma asi donzo redu nderekuramba tichitsvaga zvikwanisiro kuti tikwanise kuramba tichisimudzira madzimai ari mune zvekurima nemabhizinisi madikiri uyezve neatisimukei.
Thank you so much. Coming over to you, Mrs. Mangwengwende, from your observation, how are these power outages affecting businesses in the country?
They are affecting them in a massive way. We have one of our clients, actually, that we are currently building power plants to supply directly to because of these. They've currently reported that they've lost over 1,000 hours of production this year already just because of the of the loss and load shedding. So it's massive. A lot of businesses were already running at about 30 to 40% of their actual capacity because of the power issue. But obviously that has come way down because now our situation has become a little more dire and the demand has gone up. I think the last time we spoke to you there, the regulator, indicated that at present we have a demand of about 2,000. But with the projects that are already just online, we are expecting that to climb up to about 5,000 by the end of next year. And obviously we are not meeting the demand we have right now, let alone the demand that's coming. And as I mentioned, a lot of the companies are actually only functioning at 20% capacity now. So they are affected. It's affecting businesses in a very big way, in a very, very big way.
And also just give us, how can people get hold of you? What does your organization offer in terms of businesses?
So we are a development company that specializes in energy infrastructure. So basically, we supply electricity solutions, power solutions to, well, utilities, of course, and private C&I clients. So, for instance, as I'm mentioning, a lot of our clients are now private clients in the commercial and industrial sector. We usually go for companies that are what we call hard to decarbonize, so cement manufacturers, steel, and all the like, where it's difficult to take out the carbonization, the emissions, and all the bad stuff out of the process.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, so I'd like to thank Chennai Mtambasire, based in the United Kingdom, Mrs. Odelia Mangwengwende, also Miss Melody Gwangwara in Harare. Thank you, ladies. And we have now come to the end of our show. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C.